Elections in Pakistan.
Hezbollah's response to Israel.
Iran-Azerbaijan relations.
Castro's legacy.
Pakistan electorate dealt a crushing defeat to President Pervez Musharraf and his Pakistan Muslim League Q, PMLQ, in the country's historic parliamentary elections. Almost all the leading figures in the parliament allied with the president as members of his governing party lost their seats, including the leaders of the PMLQ, the former parliamentary speaker of and six ministers. Among the other significant development of Monday's vote, the following is noteworthy. The late Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party, PPP, and Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League, PMLN, have reportedly won the majority of the seats. The voter turnout was low, less than 50% due to terror fears, but still higher than the last general election. Infrequent violence was reported on election day, which killed around a dozen people. The Islamic religious parties close to Taliban Al-Qaeda did poorly in the vote. The question many experts are asking is whether the new government will get a two-third majority in parliament. If they do, it could be very bad news for the president. Even if the new parliament doesn't impeach Mr. Musharraf, as it has threatened to do, there is a strong possibility it will oppose many and perhaps most of the president's plans, actions, and policies, thereby making it nearly impossible for him to rule. Even though Monday's election can be interpreted as a big no and denial of Mr. Musharraf and his agenda, nevertheless, the retired general deserves credit and praise for holding a credible and clean election. Observers attribute the election results as an anger and sympathy vote for the late Ms. Bhutto, a protest vote against the government's policies, a negative reaction to the declaration of the state of emergency, and the rise in terrorism in the country. What's more, the president's dismissal of Supreme Court Chief Justice last year and the close alliance between Washington and Islamabad didn't help him and his party either.
Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah's vow to launch an all-out war against the Zionist regime in response to Israel's assassination of Emad Mughniyeh in Damascus has frightened Israel's military and political leaders. Nasrallah, whose threats are taken seriously by Zionist regime leaders, warned that the war with Israel could be expanded beyond the borders of Lebanon and Israel. Israel is in a susceptible position outside of the occupied territories, and any expansion of the war would impose heavy financial and military costs on the Zionist regime. Although Israel uses the most sophisticated surveillance in its war against the resistance fighters in the occupied territories, it is impossible for it to protect its interests all over the world. In addition, the fact that the Zionist regime's military and intelligence agencies are on red alert will cost Israel tens of millions of dollars every day and will eventually exhaust its soldiers and spies. The Zionist regime has made a great mistake, which may cause Hezbollah to expand the war beyond Lebanon's borders. Over the past 25 years, Hezbollah has never tried to expand the scope of its campaign against the Zionist occupiers beyond Lebanon because they regard themselves as freedom fighters whose task is to liberate the Lebanese territory occupied by Israel. Hezbollah, whose international status has risen as a result of the 34-day war with Israel in 2006, now regards the scope of its operations to be expanded, and the future will show that Tel Aviv cannot withstand the onslaught of millions of Muslims. Since Mognieh was assassinated outside of Lebanon, Hezbollah may feel compelled to carry out some operations against the Zionist regime's military and security interests across the world. Israel, which has been conducting state-sponsored terrorism for the past 60 years, is making the law of the jungle the norm in the world and undermining international institutions, including the United Nations. The martyrdom of the Hezbollah commander was a sorrowful event for the resistance fighters, but it will compel the organization to immediately appoint a successor, and the experienced forces of the resistance movement will avenge the death of Mognieh.
As neighbors